The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 10 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Joy Benjamin. Seasonal depression can affect many Montrealers, but there are ways to help reduce symptoms. Some recommend light therapy, others prescriptions. But good old exercise might show the most positive benefits on mental health. Mira Makarios is a police tech student at ONSA College. She says that the benefits have been substantial.
So my mental health became better because, first of all, it improved my self-esteem. Going to the gym made like a routine in my life, so it reduced also a lot of stress.
Studies show that exercise can improve your self-esteem and negative moods, though you should remember, you cannot outrun depression. So if you need help, don't hesitate to reach out to your healthcare professional or call InfoSanté at 811. International students face many struggles that often go unnoticed. In order to legally stay in the country and continue to study, the visa process can be taxing. Hannah Bell has a story. So Hannah, what does the process look like for someone applying for a student permit in Canada?
Well, there is an excessive amount of required documents, such as birth certificates and proof of income. And for students that are applying to study in Quebec, they must also apply for the CAQ, which is an authorization form specific to Quebec. I had a conversation with Zoe Kroos, who is an international student from Belgium, and she talked me through some of the issues she faced.
I had to email like French government and stuff to get my birth certificate because like it was a mess. I needed like my parents' birth certificates as well. Like, you really need a lot of papers.
That was, once again, Zoe Kroos, a McGill student. But there are other requirements beyond documents and forms. A medical exam is required for applicants unless your home country is on the exemption list. They also require fingerprints of all applicants.
There are only, like, certain places that are, like, recognized for you to get your prints done. So I had to, like, go all the way to, like, the Netherlands to get mine.
Once they get the permit, it's smooth sailing from there, right?
Not always. There are several situations that would require a student to reapply from the beginning, like what happened to Zoe. Here's Zoe again.
So once you have your study permit, you should be good like for the entire length of your studies normally. But since it's linked to your passport, my passport was expiring like at the end of my second year. I needed to redo my passport and then redo the whole process to get a new study permit linked to the new passport.
I have another example from Chilean international student MJ Reyes. She's a disabled student and requires a lighter course load. This, of course, extends the length of her study period, meaning she has to apply for a visa extension while simultaneously attending college.
Thank you for the insightful story. That was a reporter, Hannah Bell. Oscar nominations are out and it's quite the hot topic. As usual, fans have a lot to say. Nadia Libané and Julissa Hurtado are here to spill the tea. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Julissa. Nadia, we'll start with you. Tell me what's going on.
Hi, Joy. The Oscar season is back, but not without the usual controversy. Ryan Gosling was nominated as Best Actor in a Supporting Role for his performance as Ken in the Barbie movie. But fans were quick to point out that the director, Greta Gerwig, and the leading actress, Margot Robbie, were both snubbed from their respective categories. Julissa, did you read Ryan Gosling's statement?
Yes, I did. He was super grateful about his nomination, but quite disappointed about director Greta Gerwig and actress Margot Robbie not even receiving a nomination. In his statement, he said, "There is no Ken without Barbie, and there is no Barbie movie without Greta and Margot, the two people most responsible for this history-making, globally celebrated film."
Oh, wow. That's so humble of him. Did anyone else make a statement about the nominations?
Yes, actually. America Ferrera, the only other Barbie actress nominated for an Oscar, said she was also disappointed. America said she was shocked to hear that Greta was left out of the Best Director category. And as for Margot, America said, "Perhaps people get fooled into thinking the work seems easy, but Margot is a magician as an actress in front of the screen."
Yeah, there was. Lily Gladstone. Lily Gladstone is the first Native American acting nominee from the United States. She was nominated for Best Actress for the role Molly Burkhart in the movie Killers of the Flower Moon. I was super happy to see an Indigenous actress be recognized in the movie industry.
Me too. I'm super excited to see the award show, which is set for Sunday, March 10th. Don't miss it.
Thank you so much, girls, for the Oscars breakdown. Those were our reporters, Julissa Hurtado and Nadia Libané. We expect freezing rain conditions to develop over the next few hours, so make sure to wear your boots and your crampons if you got them. Tonight, the temperature will rise, but won't make it over the freezing point. Don't put away your boots tomorrow. Expect a cloudy condition with a high of -1 and a low of -2. And on Friday, the Montreal region will still have rain in the sky. with a high of +3 and a low of -1. That's your news for this hour. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Joy Benjamin.